Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Emma, and I work at System 76, and I'm also the leader of the Colorado Ubuntu Users Group. So I'm here to talk about how everyone deserves technology, and I feel like pretty much anyone in the room would agree that that's true. Everyone deserves a computer. I personally couldn't imagine my life without a computer, and I couldn't imagine a school without one computer or a computer lab, but it actually is happening all over the world. So there's a lot of ways that we can combat that and make sure that everyone can get access to technology. So first off, Ubuntu, I think, is the foundation and the solution. No matter the age, race, background, the money, everyone can have access to Ubuntu because it's free. And open source software is available for everybody. And it's easy to install, and you don't need a lot of hardware. So I think that just the starting point is Ubuntu. And then there's a lot of apps that I'll talk about within Ubuntu that are key to putting Ubuntu in schools. So the woman that inspired me to be here today is Diane. She's a member of our Loco group, and she is the single tech administrator for an entire school in Colorado. So they were losing support for Windows in 2009, I believe. And so they actually cut the funding for her technology department in her school and said that, we'll still have your position, but we can't give you any more hardware or pay for the Windows support. So her solution was to get Ubuntu onto the systems that they had in the school. So after she did that, she realized how easy it was to teach people how to use it and how it integrated into their curriculum because they use Google Apps. So really, they just need a web browser, and then they have, for each age group, they can use EduBuntu packages. So what she did was pretty massive, and she pretty much finished up her project recently, but it's still growing, because she started off with 8 computers in the school. Now they have more than 120, and they're all running Ubuntu. And so she's created, this environment, this little community within a school that all knows Ubuntu. And I think that's really powerful, because having that operating system in front of your face every day, whether you're a student or a teacher, that's going to stay with you when you go home. And it's going to be something that if someone mentions to you, my computer stopped working, or, I can't afford a Windows license, but I really need a computer at home so I can, do homework, then they can mention to their friends, well, we use Ubuntu at our school, and this is available for you. Here's a flash drive, why don't you try it out? So what she's doing, it's not just putting it into a school, but it's putting it into the community. And I think that's extremely powerful. So that's Diane, and she's really awesome. Another thing that she did was, instead of sending the teachers and students to a support forum, like Ubuntu forum, saying, oh, go check it out at this link, she created an entire website for the school. And she has tutorial videos for pretty much anything you can think of. And her and I worked on them together to cut them down and to make them easy for everyone to learn how to use Ubuntu. So she put more than 100 hours into just that website. So she spends all of her time spreading Ubuntu. So if you can't really take the time like Diane, devote every second of your life to Ubuntu and putting it into a school, there's a lot of organizations out there, but the key organizations that I want to let you guys know about is Kids on Computers. They focus on putting kids on computers in schools. They deploy Ubuntu labs. So they do that all around the world in poverty-stricken countries. They don't do much in the U.S., but they do focus on schools. And then Project Community Computers, they were talking earlier, they're our partners with System 76, so we actually have our customers that they buy a new computer, they donate their old one to Project Community Computers. So we provide that option for them. They focus more on getting Ubuntu into the community, which I think is, it's incredible to be doing that as well. So combining the schools and the community together, both of those can spread Ubuntu on a massive scale. And then getting tech in people's hands in general is the World Computer Exchange. They don't necessarily use open source software, but they are a pretty large organization that can get computers out to a lot of different people. So if you don't have all the time in the world, like Diane, definitely check out these organizations. And if you do have all the time, then you can launch a project. What I noticed with all of these groups that deploy labs around the world, there's some common factors. They involve local user groups or communities, either for support, for equipment, for help promoting. If you need help, just ask. If you want to do a project, you need to ask for help, because Diane could do it on her own, but not a lot of people have that time and energy. So involve your local user group. Find people in need of tech. So pick, local libraries. A lot of local libraries don't have computers or can't afford Windows licenses. So it's going to be pretty easy to find these areas. And if you look in low-income areas, if you just search, you can find people in need of tech. Another thing is they create their own OS image. So they pick the packages that they're going to install. It's not just a stock installation of Ubuntu. It's applications that they find relevant to the specific community or group that they're installing the operating system for. And then acquire equipment. These people acquire free equipment like it's nothing. It takes one email. All you have to do is change the beginning, Say, hey, this is what I'm doing. Have the same message in each email. Just send it to as many people as possible. Post it on Craigslist. There are so many computers just dead in someone's closet on their shelf, like companies, schools that have upgraded, don't know what to do with it. There are places that you can go to get free equipment if you want to do a project. Also, creating training material. Like Project Community Computers and Kids on Computers, they have an active support forum. Project Community Computers will post on their blog different support things. So I think making sure you have that support system to back up what you're doing. Don't just, deploy and run. Have something there that people can ask questions so they can use it effectively. And then, deploy. Have a plan for your deployment. Take a trip somewhere. Keep it local. Make sure the group is on board and you have more than one person doing the actual deployment. And then when you deploy, teach. Do some hands-on teaching. Show them why they should have this technology. I think that's really important, because if they don't understand what it can do and how they can do it, they're not going to be able to use it. And then after you deploy, just share. Get social. Everyone in here is probably on a social network. So get on that social network and talk about your project. Or write to your user, your local user group. Just write to the mailing list. Say, hey, this is what I'm doing. See if anyone wants to help. Or see if anyone will share it. The power of one social network can multiply easily if you send the message to the right person. So I'm not a developer, I don't know how to code, I can't do anything like that, but I can tell you there are some specific applications or projects that you can focus on to help out the project. Of course, LibreOffice, I mean, we need to make it like the office suite. We need more functions, lots of bug squashing. Just get on it. I mean, all you guys know how to do things. And these apps are important for any massive deployment of Ubuntu in a school or community setting. So if you guys can, you know, write any of these down, and if you have like a day or maybe a week where you guys can focus on one specific app, or if your loco group wants to do a jam session, that's pretty fun, 10, 15 people working for a whole hour, you could get a lot done. And then if you don't can't write all this down, I can either email it to you, or you can go to edubuntu.org. And all the apps that are included in Edubuntu are listed there, so you can see how you can help. If you're not a developer, anybody can help. Whether you can write an email to a company to ask them for equipment, or if you have random equipment, you can donate it to someone who is doing a project that's nearby. To keep it less costly, try and do it locally. I know at our logo group, we always have a box of free equipment. So I think if you can find someone that's like an IT admin that's part of your user group and just tell them, you know, bring it to the party, people will take it. So. Also, on any of those websites that I mentioned for those groups, they have options to donate money. So $25, $35 here and there. $35 can set up an entire computer, a computer for one student at home if you donate through Kids on Computers. So, I mean, I don't know where you can buy a computer for $35 and then not have to set it up yourself and know that one child is going to have this knowledge. It's pretty powerful. So the last thing is really get social about projects. When you hear about one, it's important, not just because kids deserve technology, but the world deserves to know about Ubuntu. And if we could get it into schools, let it flood into the community, then more people will start talking about it. But we need to talk about it on the internet. It's very simple. It can spread so easy, and it can make people curious. So the more we get social about these projects, the more we can spread them, and the more we can encourage others who are ambitious about it to get going and launch a project. Are there any questions?
What's the name of the lady in Colorado, the name of the school, Longhorn Christian School?
Mm-hmm.
Is that you just Google that, that you're from the Colorado, which city?
Longmont Christian School. And I don't know if there's support. I mean, her support forum's pretty extensive. It's really cool. I know it's an internal website, but I don't know if I can share that link. I'd have to talk with her.
I'll hunt it up and look and see if she's got it.
Is she using Ubuntu or Edubuntu?
She's using Kubuntu. And then they install Edubuntu packages based on grade levels. Because if you look at the Edubuntu, they are all separated into what grades. So it's a pretty neat system.
So any idea on how the adoption by the children are? Let's say they're at home and they're, you know, painfully in a Windows environment, how they come to school and they're using something different. Have they adopted and adapted to that well?
She let me know that most kids are using Ubuntu at home.
Okay.
So, and she actually has to hold classes outside of school. The school lets her use the facility to teach additional typing classes and teach her support. Just teaching the how-tos that she has on the website. So, I mean, the people are interested, and she's really made it catch on at that school and in that community. So it's interesting to see if the Longmont group, I don't think they Google Ubuntu because it's in front of them all the time, but if they were to know that they could just join a group, a local user group, our group would be extremely large. Anybody else?
Are you going to share this PowerPoint with the links on your website or somewhere that we can find it? Or?
You can email me.
We'll look at hosting it on our website too. I mean, maybe not on our website proper, but you'll be able to download it.
Right.
And we'll probably have that in our, I'll probably just share it on like Google Plus and Facebook. And I might throw a link in our support form and stuff like that too. We have awesome. we have a sub form that you can use forms too. So.
Right. Cool.
It's a project worth exploring, because everyone deserves technology.